He always smells like foreign aftershave. Spicy, dark, and underneath that, like money, confessions, like silk. Old pages, lovingly fingered from the Iliad or the Odyssey. We first met on someone else's couch during Feb break. We were six, huddled on a thin, slipping off its frame futon, and he struck me as out of place. Too charming, too classy, smooth and shiny in a leather jacket, scarf tucked in. He introduced himself using his real name, but we already knew him as Mr. Dance. So dubbed by our friend Miriam, they met as dance partners. And man, can he dance. He can swing, waltz, tango, caress your back all without caring. His allure was in the way he made raunchy jokes wearing a tweed jacket. He was contrast and illusion. One Saturday, we were called out to an afternoon of margaritas. This was habit on Mr. Dance's part. He loved to throw parties, toast them, and have the girls help out with the glassware later. This particular afternoon, we ended up toasting too often to the margarita god in sunny Campo San Lucas, and ended up a good, sweet and sour drunk. Then he got that look in his eyes. The one that signals a sea change, or mischief, trouble. This time it was a forewarning of his desire to launch me into a closet with the palms of his hands. My back ended up against the spare dishes, white plastic with round edges, as he kissed me in the dark of the closet. It was a kiss without particular meaning, over in 30 seconds, dry, empty of his usual joie de vivre. 5 minutes later he was in tears, longing for the chaste girlfriend he'd just broken up with. Mr. Dance was volatile like that, tempestuous, a smart 5-year-old. Yet all of this was endearing, magnetic. And all of his glorious failings and sensitive make-out sessions, well-mixed drink and drama, Mr. Dance was alive.